Legislation designed to encourage more solar energy in North Carolina is in jeopardy after the State House and Senate passed different versions of the bill. A key sticking point is a provision the Senate added that would halt new wind power projects in the state until the end of 2020. WFAE's David Borax reports.
The original House version of the bill was a rare example of political compromise worked out by lawmakers, Duke Energy, and solar energy advocates. It easily passed the House 3 weeks ago by a 108-11 vote. But when it got to the other chamber, senators made big changes. That included the moratorium on wind farms, added by Senator Harry Brown of Onslow County. Brown argues the moratorium will allow time to make sure wind turbines don't interfere with flights from the state's military bases, even though the military has said that's not a problem. Duke Energy says it prefers the House bill. Spokesman Randy Wheelis says the utility still hopes a compromise can be reached.
Our goal this year was really to advance some renewable energy legislation in the General Assembly that was going to be positive for solar energy for North Carolina, positive for customers, positive for utilities, and for solar businesses, too. I mean, so no legislation would be a defeat for us.
Lawmakers have appointed a conference committee to negotiate the disagreement, but it's not clear if there's time to do that before the legislature adjourns. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax